Wow, he did a great job with Japan. There's no doubt. There was first up upset, wasn't it, over South Africa, and they continued to play pretty good rugby throughout the World Cup. But he's now been appointed the England rugby coach. Eddie Jones, good morning.
How are you, boys?
Good, mate. You just don't like being in Australia anymore, do you?
Not that I don't like being in Australia, mate.
Mate, this is a fantastic posting for you. You're obviously very excited.
Yeah, look, I just started the job at the Stormers and I was quite excited about that. And then England came knocking at the door and it's just too good an opportunity not to take.
Did you actually get to put your feet under the desk at the Stormers?
But I had one training session, mate.
One?
Yeah, you never like to do that. But yeah, unfortunately, the timing was terrible, and you don't control the timing on these things.
No, you don't. The fact that you're going to be an Aussie coaching the English side. We mentioned earlier on this morning, Eddie, that Trevor Bayliss got off to a flying start with the English cricket side. You'd like to get off to a good start with the England rugby union side.
Yeah, I hope we can take as many wickets as they did, mate. England haven't had a good run of late. They're ranked eighth in the world. So it's a good opportunity to try to improve them.
Eddie, out of the World Cup, what did you find from the World Game in itself? Was it the Southern Hemisphere sides seemed to be dominating their style of play?
Yeah, look, they could just play at a higher tempo and with greater skill for longer periods of time.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you saw England and Wales and Ireland are able to do it for maybe 50-60 minutes, but are unable to sustain it for 80 minutes. So hopefully, over the next period of time, we can build England up to do that.
And is that a matter of fitness? Is it a matter of a mental approach? Are they just don't care enough? What do you think the problem is?
Well, I think, firstly, it's a bit of a mindset. I think they're used to playing quite defensive rugby, and we've got to change that mindset. Like, fitness is always an aspect of it. It's not as if they're not fit enough. They're not just conditioned to play at a higher speed for longer periods, and that's all we've got to change.
Eddie, is there a thought that, I guess we think, I think that they think of the Northern Hemisphere, they invented the game, it's their game, and they do it better than anybody else, and they look down their nose a bit at the Southern Hemisphere sides. But the World Cup changed all that. It must have broken their heart to actually appoint a foreign coach to England.
I think so. I think every country wants their own nationality as coach. And, this might be the only opportunity for a foreigner to coach England because they're at such a low ebb. So, that's why I jumped at the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, and there's no doubt you had a look at the roster and you know the depth over there. You're confident that the depth is there?
Mate, they've got unbelievable talent. That's the thing. They've won two of the last three under 20 World Cups,
Okay. Which
means there's good young players coming through. The squad that played in the 2015 World Cup, at least 70% of those are young enough to play in the next World Cup. So you put those two things together, there's no lack of talent.
I think Michael Checker maybe used to ring you for advice. Do you now ring him for advice?
I'll be interested in coaching against him.
Have you heard from him?
No, he sent me a nice text the other day, mate, so it was very, very nice of him. I don't think he'd be too nice next time, I think.
He's obviously a very passionate man, Eddie. He toughened that unit up.
Yeah. He did a great job, mate. They really got back to playing like an Australian side. I think that's the thing that stood out. They were aggressive in their attack, aggressive in their defence. And it really, it was back to how Australia should play.
Eddie, you get carte blanche. You'll be able to take your own support staff with you. Any Aussies on that?
Look, one of the things I've got to do as a foreign coach, I've got to try to bring young English coaches through. And there's a lot of good English coaches there, so I don't really think I'll need to bring any Australians on staff.
Right. And so you haven't got your support staff in place yet?
Mate, I haven't got anything, mate. I've got 6 weeks before the first Six Nations games. I think we've got 7 training sessions before that.
Wow.
I've got to put a staff in place and then work out a squad, mate. So there's plenty to do.
Yeah, and you're in the States at the moment. What's happening over there?
It's a World Rugby Conference on Tier 2, so all the Tier 2 countries are together, and I've got to do a presentation on Japan tomorrow. So then I just shut that book and move on to England, mate.
All right. And Eddie, I haven't looked at the future Test matches. You mentioned you got the Six Nations first up. When do you meet us first? When does England play Australia again?
In June, we've got 3 tests.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, that
fantastic timing, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, obviously these days, and we see it in cricket, we see it in every sport, Eddie, everyone, it doesn't really matter. You just try and hire the best person for that particular job, any code anywhere in the world.
Well, I think, you know, soccer's led the way in that, and rugby, you know, is definitely becoming a global sport. We're seeing it with the movement of players and even more so with the movement of coaches now.
Eddie, final one from me, mate. When you get in amongst those players, first and second time, I suppose, how do you gain that early respect, given that you will be playing a big match soon after you arrive? How do you get the players on board?
Well, I think it's just the main thing is to be really well planned and to be clear about your ideas. You know, I think all players want to be coached well, so if you present them a good, coherent plan, an understanding of their role in that plan, then you're going to get 80% of them. The other 20% that don't want to follow are probably the blokes you don't want to be there. You don't want them there.
Fair enough. Eddie, we know that with that English Rugby Union board and their board members, you'll start to love gin and tonic and you'll start to love cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah, no, I have to get that Bombay Sapphire gin. I'll have to start acquiring a taste for that, mate.
Eddie, look, congratulations, mate. We look forward to staying in touch, and good luck, and well done on getting the gig.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Eddie Jones there, the new England Rugby Union coach. He can find a start.
Great gig. Well, he did such a wonderful job with Japan, didn't he?
Did a great job. Sets up massive programs with big, big clubs, and now he's got a huge job in charge of England Rugby Union. Looking forward to those 3 test matches in June. Mm-hmm.